This is North Shore Today for Thursday, July 28, 2022, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. It'll be mostly sunny today, high temperatures in the low 80s. The Lynn School Committee voted Wednesday night to hire the Massachusetts Association of School Committees to assist in the selection process for the hiring of their next superintendent. According to the Daily Item, the forming of a search committee will be happening soon. Peabody's Citizens Inn celebrated a newly renovated Haven from Hunger this week. According to the item, the $7.4 million campaign supported capital improvements and the supports needed to serve a growing clientele. Peabody High School has a new assistant principal. The Salem News is reporting that Seth Bedard will be stepping down as director of the Peabody Learning Academy to take the high school position. A 61-year-old Beverly man has been ordered to stay away from children following what prosecutors say was a violent confrontation with a group of children. According to the Salem News, Jeffrey Sprankle had an incident escalate outside of his Manor Road apartment building in June. And a fire last night in Salem at the Shetland Parks Building 2 triggered a hazmat response. In one report, it states that the fire was in a fourth-floor chemical lab. You can reach us at msonewsports@gmail.com. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSO Sports. The Red Sox lost to Cleveland 7-6 last night. The two teams meet again this evening. The Navigators fell to Mystic 9-4 Wednesday. The Navs wrap up their home schedule tonight against Ocean State at Frazier Field. Swampscott's Aiden Emmerich's summer of success on the golf course continues as he is qualified for the 64-player match field play in the U.S. Junior Amateur in Oregon. Nick Giannino with a full story in today's Salem News. And golf writer Gary Larrabee writes today in the Salem News on the career of former Salem Country Club Superintendent Kip Tyler.